Letterkenny Teddy Towns has been very successful in recent years. In 2015, they beat 860 villages and towns around the country to win the title of Ireland's Tidiest Town. The work and the awards didn't stop there, mind you. And today they are launching their new website, launching it with a competition. The designer of the website joins us on the line now. Maura Kelly, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John. How are you today?
Very good. Now, this is a great step forward for Letterkenny Tidy Towns. It's one thing to have success around the town, out at the, you know, everywhere you look with trees and shrubs and verges and, you know, tidy approaches and exits. But to have a website where it can all come together and be showcased and where you can get information, well, that's another thing entirely.
Yeah, no, it's as a volunteer for Tidy Towns and with a little bit of web design experience, I just thought it was a good opportunity to try and help the group. In particular, you know, having a way to show people how to get involved with the Tidy Towns, I think the website is certainly going to be a help for that. And actually, myself and my husband, Rob, heavily involved in putting the design together, and Rob actually worked on just promotion of Letterkenny as well. We thought that both would go hand in hand, so we have a section there on, you know, items such as nice walks you can do in Letterkenny, a little bit on the amazing roundabouts, the history, eating out, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And we also wanted to showcase the work that has been done already by Tidy Towns, which is very impressive, as you've mentioned.
Yes, indeed. A great body of work and a very successful amount of work that's been done down through the years. And we're joined as well by a member of Letterkenny Tidy Towns, Jared McCormick. Jared, great to see the new website up and running, and we've been chatting there about the success of Tidy Towns, and it's all great and, you know, well and good to go up and get awards, but it's very much about, you know, work on the ground and about volunteers out, you know, keeping the place neat and tidy.
It is, John. Thank you very much for having us on the radio this afternoon. It really is. There's a lot of work goes with behind the scenes, and we're always looking for volunteers to come and help us with with our project. We were so delighted for Morag to reach out along with our husband Rob, and it's a very, very visual website. All the work, it's all the practical work is very visible. It's just letterkennytidytowns.com is the website, and we really are delighted with it because it was something that we knew that we had to face. And part of the problem is that you feel that, do you have the correct skill set to get what what's needed? And as a committee, we're absolutely thrilled with it. And it takes together all the work that we do and all the projects that we work on. And going forward, any new projects will feed back into it. And we really are so happy with it, you know.
Now, this year, the National Spring Clean Campaign had to be cancelled because of the lockdown. But now there's plans to reignite it, and it may well be June, but that doesn't mean that, you know, neighbourhoods can't be cleaned up.
Yeah, well, every April there would have been National Spring Clean Week, and Tashka would coordinate that through the country, and National Spring Clean. And we would have tagged our own Tidy Towns, Letterkenny Tidy Towns Spring Clean in as well with it. And we also would have launched our Cleaner Community Campaign, which would be our community and business focused competitions and cleanups and all that type of thing would have worked in around that. And obviously this year with lockdown happening in March, that really had to be put aside, you know. So we were able to start it up again in June again. We're allowed to start it up again. So we felt that, you know, we wanted to reach out at the correct time to the public. And we felt as well that the website, we would coincide the two of them, which is the launch of the website and, the launch of to try and promote the cleanups. So what we did was we came up with a competition called Show Your Love for Letterkenny, which is keep it local and keep it beautiful. And we're really looking for people to encourage people to pick up a few items of litter while they're out enjoying their walk in their local area, and you know, that they can take a photograph of something that interests them, whether a piece of beauty or something in the local area. It could be animals, it could be a picture of people, it could be a building, it could even be a picture of the work that they've done, if they've done a litter picking effort. You know, we're encouraging people to take a photograph that's something shows the local area looking beautiful, and they can upload it to our Facebook page, or they can email it to lktidy@gmail.com and just put a short description of the photograph and their name and contact number, and we'll run a competition with that all the way up to the 5th of July. And we'll run there'll be a winner at the end of it with a €100 Shop LK voucher.
Brilliant.
So it's something to encourage, and it's just the people to engage. We have to be careful how we, you know, we have to do a lot of things remotely at the minute. So we wanted to reach out to the public and still keep within the spirit of the guidelines, you know. So that was why we came up with the idea.
The guidelines actually allow for small groups to do part in cleanups, keeping 2 metres, as long as it's apart, as long as it's outdoors. But what you're saying is, even if you're out for your regular walk and you have a small bag with you, or even if you just gather up a couple of cans, it can make a big difference.
Oh, it really can. I mean, and we have to really, you know, publicly thank an awful lot of people. You know, during lockdown, you know, we were quite worried about how the town would look, and you know, we noticed a few things. First of all, you know, we have a community employment scheme, and they were stood down during all this, you know, and now they're starting up next week again, which is great. But we noticed that, you know, I was doing a lot of walking and looking around the town within the 2 kilometres around. I live in the centre of town, and I noticed certain areas, there's a problem there, and I would go back to try and solve it, and we get sorted. And really, when you kind of keep your ear to the ground, there was 2 things that I noticed. One was Glenard Plant, who sweep the streets. They were got out into areas off their normal, and they were doing a lot of tidying up there. And really, most importantly, a lot of local people were just doing small litter picks as they went around, and they were just keeping their area tidy. And, you know, people would talk about, you know, and get a message to me, and it was really, really good. And our worry was the town would get a lot worse. Visually, we would struggle with litter, but we didn't. And it was a great thank you to everybody that they reached out and helped. You know, it was a community effort to help us. So this is something we want to do to add to that. And just as well, John, I just mentioned, if people are out there and they would like to do just some litter picks in their area, we have organised with the council that here I work in McGee's Pharmacy. So here in McGee's, we've got litter pickers, bags, gloves, and everything that you need, like high-vis jackets, anything that anybody needs, we have here. And I asked the council, maybe I could get a certain amount of them and store them here. So if any groups or people or households wanted to do anything, that we have access to all that type of stuff here, you know. So I'd like to thank the council for that too.
Well, you know, it's a credit to everybody in Letterkenny Tidy Towns, and you know, not just those that are gathering up bits of litter, but also those that are planting and clipping and keeping various areas growing and tidy when they do. But also, you know, the gardeners that are at work, and you just have to look at the roundabouts alone. And it's brilliant because the roundabouts mark the approach to the town, and it's great when you come to a really nice one. It forms, in some cases, it forms your first impression of a town.
Oh, it does. We're so lucky. I think, in fairness, we were so lucky with a very forward-thinking town council a number of decades ago. And, you know, they looked at our town, and, you know, a lot of towns have castles, or they may have rivers going through the centre of the town, and Letterkenny didn't have any of that. And what they did is they looked and, you know, what can we do really well? And there's quite a number of roundabouts in our town. And, you know, with the appointment of David Donnelly all those years ago as the town gardener, they really zoned in on our roundabouts, and they are, they're beautiful, and they get commented on so much by visitors and by even by Tidy Towns adjudicators. We're always getting commented on how well presented they are, and I think it's a feature of our town, and I think with some of the, you know, the lovely sculptures we have, the pieces of art on it, they're very special to the town, really, you know, they're lovely.
Unique. Morag, you most definitely have taken a hands-on approach, yourself and your husband, to only move to Letterkenny last spring. So you're most definitely not taking your local surroundings the cleanliness of your local surroundings for granted.
No, absolutely. I guess just two things on what Gerard was saying there. When I moved to Letterkenny initially, I have to say I was just blown away by the roundabouts. You know, I just think in terms of, excuse me, the town itself, it just gave off such a great impression, you know, and it's very clear that even in terms of planning with the parks and all of that side of things, that Letterkenny had a lot to offer. But the one thing that both myself and my husband were a bit, I guess, alarmed by was the level of rubbish, for example, on Lisnennan Hill. You know, we live in that area.
Yeah.
So the first thing that I guess I wanted to do as a Tidy Towns volunteer was to make a difference in terms of the level of litter, and that's how myself and Gerard met.
Right.
You know, so my husband and I actually, just over the last couple of months, we did a huge litter pick, and we got help from the council and everything, as Gerard was pointing out. And now we literally have to do it once a month, and we pick up maybe a bag and a half of rubbish. We do continuously. If we go for a walk, we might pick up a piece or two. Just put it in our own bin. You know, we wear gloves. We look after ourselves as well. And I must say it's just incredibly rewarding to now drive up and down that road or walk up and down and just see how much better it looks. And it's really supporting the biodiversity as well on that road, because we have beautiful hedgerows that were laden with bottles and cans, and they're now not, and they're really thriving as a result.
Yeah, it has come on a lot. I go walking in the area, and it really is, for the most part, looking great now.
Yeah,
it's not just about the centre of Letterkenny, because Letterkenny has become so big. It's about, you know, the neighbourhoods and the areas around Letterkenny as well, and not just about Letterkenny. It's about every village and town around the county, and I suppose if we all do a little bit, we can keep it, get it, or keep it looking its best. Remind us again, Morag, of the website address.
It's letterkennytidytowns.com, John.
Okay, simple as that. And
actually, just to point out, John, sorry, I should have mentioned, there is information on the website about the competition.
Yeah.
So if anybody would like to, you know, have another look at the details and how to get involved, it's all on the website.
Okay. Jerry McCormick and Morag Kelly of Letterkenny Tidy Towns, thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thanks, John.
Thank you, John. Thanks.